This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
In the early hours of this morning, Israel launched strikes across Iran in an operation they are calling Rising Lion. If I'm sounding a little bit anxious, it's because I am talking to Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror, and I'm not sure if he is going to be running into a bomb shelter at any moment together with Israeli citizens. So I want to kind of get into this interview as quickly as possible so we can understand what's happening. But I do just want to introduce you properly. Lieutenant Colonel Dror served as an officer in the IDF for the past 24 years in a variety of positions in the front line as a coordination and liaison officer in the coordination of government activities in the territories. Dror also founded and served the commander of the Good Neighbor Unit, the Israeli aid to Syrian civilians in the Syria-Israeli border area, which executed 700 humanitarian mission aid and collaborate with Jewish, Christian, and Muslim NGOs. We have met in person a couple of times, including, I think, earlier this year when we stood on the Syrian border with Israel and he gave a military analysis of what was happening. But all that, Lieutenant Colonel, feels like a lifetime ago. In fact, yesterday feels like a lifetime ago. What happened early this morning and why?
First of all, good afternoon. And what happened, if I could describe it in one sentence, Israel changed the Middle East. It's a long description. I will try to do it in a short way. Iran, the head of the snake, Iran, which for over than 50 years is the only country in the world that calls loud and clear to destroy another country. In every speech of the Iranian regime leaders, you will hear that their goal is to destroy and eliminate the state of Israel. Now, for 30 years, what Iran was doing, it was go to two directions. The first, having a an amazing psychologic warfare against the Western world, the enlightened world. We want peace. We are people that desire for peace. Israel is the problem. However, if something will happen to the nuclear program that we are trying to have only for civilian causes, hell will open on Israel and on the West. The second direction, they try to make it happen by invested approximately $50 billion $50 billion in building proxies all over Israel. Most of the audience heard the name Hezbollah. I'm sure some of them heard the name Houthis. But I don't know how many of them are knowing Al-Fatamiyun, Al-Hashid al-Sha'bi, which are basically Shiite militias, over than 61 of them that has been sponsored and trained by Iran. And in addition, of course, although they are Shiite, and Hamas are Sunnite, when you have like a mutual enemy or a mutual goal, you will leave your ideology outside. So they were supporting Hamas and the Islamic Jihad for 30 years. Now in Iran, most of the people do not have money to buy fresh food or to drink decent water. It was important for the regime not to invest in their own people, but to invest it in building those proxies. This has been for years.
Lieutenant Colonel, you talk about 30 years. Why last night, or early this morning, I should say?
So, since October 7th, basically, what Israel is doing, we found ourselves in a war against those seven different fronts. During the war, Israel succeeded to destroy a lot of facilities of those enemies' proxies, the Hezbollah, the Houthis, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and even Iran with two attacks. It was the first time, I remind you, that the Iranian attack Israel, it was April, it was a year and some ago in April 2024, and then in July, on the second response of Israel, Israel shut down their air defense systems and hit some of their factories that are creating missiles. It all was like a part of taking the power and taking the abilities from the Shiite Axis in order that hell will not open. Now, in the last days, we are understanding, and it was now published, so it's not a secret anymore, that the Israeli intelligence realized that the Iranian took a strategic decision to make and to create a nuclear bomb. Although they were saying for years that this is not their term, even the Committee for the Atomic Energy claimed just recently that the Iranian regime is lying and cheating the world. Israel realized that it's now the time. Now, there was another some details and some issues that connecting to the exact time, because we realized that it, like we said in football, it will be on the 19th minute. If it will be too late, it might be, or if it will be, if we wait another month, it might be too late. Now, the understanding was that the Iranian, it doesn't matter whether they will sign an agreement or will not sign an agreement, they only want to earn time, the time that they needed in order to make all of these facilities hidden in a way that the IDF will not be able to strike. So the decision has been taken that this is the correct time to deal with this project.
Israel has always been nervous about acting alone against Iran without America's support. What has America's role in the attacks been?
So probably you are seeing also in the media that a lot of countries condemned Israel and say we don't see it in a good eye. Saudi Arabia, Jordan, when Hezbollah claimed that, I can understand when Saudi Arabia or the UAE claim it, it's like a joke. I always claim that Israel shouldn't do it by itself. I think it must be clear that Iran with a nuclear weapon is a huge threat, of course, for the existence of Israel. However, it is not only a threat on Israel. Iran with the nuclear weapon, this regime, and again, you have to go back to understand what does it mean, a Shia radical Islamic regime, in his own vision, you are the enemy. Musa, who are Muslim living in Saudi Arabia, is an enemy because he is Sunnite. So basically, all of the world is the enemies unless you are a part of the Shiite. I claim that Israel shouldn't take it by itself. However, if there will not be a problem, if there will not be any other chance, Israel should do it by itself. Now, we can divide it for two major parts. The first one is the offensive. Israel attacked according to media and to what the Americans claim. We did it by ourselves. We have the best intelligence in the world. It is now just, and maybe we'll be able to talk about it later, but it's now just been published some tools that the IDF or the Mossad warriors were using. However, so we have the intelligence and we had the abilities. We built ourselves for that for 20 years. Israel attacked. By the way, when we are now talking, Israel continued to attack. It wasn't like one shot. Since morning, it was at least like six, seven times that the Israeli airplanes are attacking in a row, minute by minute. Where is the place of the coalition? Where is the United States? First of all, the United States were supporting this attack. President Trump said, and it was now published, that the US is supporting Israel's right to exist and to defend itself. Even the French people, the French president, which, as you know, in the last couple of months has a lot of conflicts with the government of Israel, he also claimed that this is the right for Israel to eliminate a threat. So what I do expect is if you are not in the offense with Israel on an active way, you should be on a defensive. And according to what we are hearing in the last couple of hours, there was plenty of countries. And I remind you that on July 2024, when the Iranian attacked Israel, from the defensive point of view, it was a huge coalition led by the Israel. However, the US, Germany, UK, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, even Egypt were involved with it. So I'm pretty sure, and I know that even today, and even now in these circumstances, some of the Arabic countries, which Iran is a threat for them, some of European countries, and of course, the US is supporting Israel and helping us in defending or in protecting our borders and our country.
When you talk about some of the Arab countries defending, supporting, is it still a case of supporting behind the scenes but publicly reprimanding?
Yeah, so again, the UAE, we have a peace agreement with them. They now publish that they condemned Israel attack. I don't blame them. Seriously, as an Israeli, as a country that we have peace agreement, I don't blame them. I know that they are terrified. Why? The UAE is a small, very small country. They do not have a strong army. The Iranian regime or one of its proxies, the Houthis, like they did in 2021, they can easily attack them and cause them a huge damage. So I understand politics. You know, you have to talk. You said, I'm not a part of that. It is not me. These are only the Israelis. I condemn that. Perfect. No problem at all. I can promise you, I can promise you that, well, I will not say that they opened bottles of wine because they are Muslims, they are not drinking alcohol. They were celebrating. Iran is a huge threat for Saudi Arabia. I remind you that Saudi Arabia was forced like 2.5 years ago to sign an agreement with Iran. It was from the weakness position. It's a huge humiliation in their culture. So the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, they're afraid from Iran. They know better than you and better than the people in the UK and Germany, the people, the enlightened world, the Western world, they know exactly what the Iranians regime, not the people. They know what are their goals. So deep in their hearts, they are very happy. And I can promise you, I can promise you I'm not a part of that. I can promise you that there is a coordination and collaboration under the table. And you know what? This is the correct way that it should be. We have to do things secretly, and you don't have to talk about. The only thing that matter is the result. The result is we got aid or we got help from our colleagues.
The time is going so quickly, and I still have so much more that I'd like to talk to. But we're going to take a very quick break. And just before the break, I just want to re-tell you about the following. If you have a small business, think about this. Imagine you ran an amazing special offer, and imagine Chai FM told 125,000 people about it. Imagine we also posted your special offer on our social media platforms and listed you on our website. And imagine you could do all of that on a month-to-month basis. What would that be worth to you? Chai FM has a special stimulus package for small businesses, and you should get in touch to find out more. Email info@chaifm.com or send a text to +27 61 895 1019 and we'll call you. 101.9 Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of building community business.